We had a discussion on what others will think when I depart. There was a joke, one wife asked husband, when I go, will you build a Taj Mahal for me? And the husband said, first you have to die. Death and life are two sides of the coin. And death comes various ways. It's a scary living, stressful living. It is called as death. If somebody criticizes me in front of everyone, so insulted, it is a death for me. And if I lose everything, I become a pauper, it becomes a death for me. And the death comes in various phases. Insult, criticism, if I fail the exam, it's a death for me. And many people, that's why they commit suicide. And if I lose the job or insulted, it's a death for me. It opens up many ways. And the death, we had to prepare. For example, that in 2016, my father, I went to India in 2016, early Jan, I was there up to Jan 18th, and he was saying that I took him to his colleague, close friend. I took him to his friend's house, and he was a great astrologer, and he was looking at the astrologer, he was looking at everything. My father asked him, how long I have to be here? I want to go. How long I have to be here? And he laughingly said that not to talk about that one. My father said, if death knocks at my door, I am ready now. That astrologer, he himself was 80 years, 85 at that time. And he said, what you told, I never thought about death all through my life. My father said, I am ready to go now. And when he said, my father was not emotional at that time. He was as if he was prepared. And February 8th, he was in the hospital, and the doctors told my brother, you can ask your brother to come from Australia. Everything is done, he's finished, and he's gone. And at that time, my brother, he called me up, Australian time, 9 o'clock, and he said, father is no more, but if you want to say anything, say on the phone, I'll keep the phone next to his ears. He may want to say anything. You may want to say the last word. The moment he kept the phone next to the ears, according to the doctors, he had already gone. My father said, Raja, how are you? Are you keeping well? May God bless you. That was the last word. And that point, there was no shakiness in his talk. In the intensive care, he was there. He was, when I went next day, I was there next day to collect the body. I went to the hospital. All nurses and doctors, they said, when we are going to him, instead of we asking him, how are you? He used to ask us, how are you? Are you keeping well? He was so caring for others. So calm, so we took the body in the van to the home, from there to the crematory ground. I was checking that I was not shaken where this soul would have gone. When the van, I opened his right eye, whether it has gone through. I could see it's when we are awake, there are three parts in the eyes: darkest, and lighter and light and outside white. Three parts are there. In the death I opened, there is no distinction. Color became one. So I opened left, I concluded, I checked his right ear, left ear. I concluded it hasn't gone through. Opened the mouth also, it's not there. And there's a cotton on the left, I opened that one. It hasn't gone. On the right, I opened, there was blood. I concluded, soul has gone through the right. Right nostril is connected to the sun, path of light. He has gone higher world. And it's a path of light. In the crematory also, as I was lighting the fire, my brother was also there and my elder brother, both of us, when we are lighting, and I was thinking, Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya, vani grihnati naro parani. I was saying that mantra, Bhagavad Gita mantra. This changing the cloth, for a realized person, death is like changing the cloth. Vasansi, old cloth, I have worn for so many days, it's a time to change. Yatha vihaya, and this Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, death is like changing the cloth. If I keep on wearing the old cloth, I don't want to go. It's how long? There is a new cloth, better cloth. And in January, I went there. And all through my father's life, so busy, I was thinking, this soul, it's grieving. It has so potential, body is not cooperating. And it is a clamp on this one, this body. To go, body needs a healthy body. Mind wants to go, body is not cooperating. Inside, soul is grieving. This soul, it is, body is has clamped down. He needs a right body so that it has to continue the journey, can expand further. This old age also, old age, Dr. Manish was saying that many people in the old age also, they want to hang on to the old body. They don't know what is next. They are not aware that there is another body, better body, well-equipped body. They have a body which they can utilize for further expansion. That it is how long in the scriptures it says, how long the soul will be in the body. It says, I buy a car, how long I will be keeping that car? As long as I can go to my destination. When I reach the destination, this car is no use. I change it to another car. This soul will use this carrier how long? Till it reaches the next destination. I have to change the platform. My terminal, I have to change the terminal in the airport. I go up to there and the soul knows when to change the terminal to the another terminal. We think it is injustice. This person has died prematurely. We say, we cry. But soul knows when to change the platform. When to go to the next platform. When to go to the next terminal. So that it can board another plane, another train, another bus. It can go. Soul knows when to go, but we think it's injustice. It should not have happened. Because of that person, this person died. There is no accident in the universal creation. It says, what we can't see in our eyes, we call it as an accident. But in God's creation, there is no accident. Everything goes as planned. It goes as per his plan. Nothing goes unnoticed by him. And to give a story in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one story. And one king, he had many wives and still he did not have any children. And he wanted a successor for his kingdom. And he went to one rishi in the forest, and he pleaded him, I want a son as a successor. And Rishi looked at his forehead. He said, looking at your forehead, you are not destined to have any children in your life. And he said, you are a Rishi. You can do, undo things. You have so much of power. Please help me. I need that one. I desperately need a son. And that Rishi, he gave a fruit mango to him and give it to your wife. But remember this, you will get a child. It will bring lot of joy to your life. At the same time, lot of sorrow to your life also. He said, it's okay. Children, always happy and sorrow are part of the life. I'm okay with that one. As long as I get a son. And he gave it to his pet wife. And she became pregnant and delivered a baby. And that king, so happy. Whole kingdom he organized the celebration. The whole kingdom, everywhere party. Celebration everywhere. And these other wives, they felt jealous. This king is spending time with only this wife and we have been ignored. And it's only way we get our attention. We have been ignored because of this child. Only way we get attention, if we kill this child, king will pay his attention to us. So they poisoned the child. Child died. It's a few day old child died. This king could not control his sorrow. And so he was crying in a loud pitch and nobody could console him. And at that time, Narada came along with that Rishi came. And when looking at this one, he begged to Narada, please help. I want my child back at any cost. I don't care. I want my child back. And this Narada said, what you say, it is from your point of view. There are always two point of views. One is your side. You want your child back. Let us ask this child, this soul departed, whether it wants to come back. It's not one way. Both should be happy. So he called that soul, which was floating in the air. Please, your father is crying for you. He wants you to come back to the body. Please come back. And that soul laughingly said, which father? I had billions of fathers. Mothers, brothers, why I should worry about this one, this father? I had so many, I experienced so many, why I should be attached to this father? And if he wants that body, if it is his creation, I left the body, let him fondle this body. Let him play with that body. I don't want to come into this cage again. I am happy where I am. And I want to enjoy my journey. And hearing that, father did not have any answer. I thought this is the end of the game. But there's another side to the story also. This soul is enjoying. Why I should be so worried on this one? That soul, it is having a good time. They say this departing from the body is a beautiful experience. That departing from the body, as doctor also said, Mohit, that death is a beautiful experience. Death, this is a cage. Now from here to that room to go, I have to walk. Whereas soul, it can be there anytime. Freedom. freedom, it experiences the freedom, and for that, and we had to realize that other side of the side, there is a freedom, not to grieve for the, I am changing the platform, I am continuing the journey. Why I had to grieve for that one? Yes, there is a acknowledgement is there, whatever that person has done, and acknowledging is there, but that soul is continuing the journey. Continuing the journey, change the platform, it has gone, but like in the river stream, two trees came together in the flood water. After certain time, gets departed. We were fortunate to be together for a while, and trees are getting separated again, continuing the journey. Why I should grieve? And it says, and to grieve, not to lead a, that doesn't mean that lead a reckless life. Lead a life such a way, and that you are very prepared to, with inner maturity, inner practice, inner maturity, I am ready for that one. And there is a mantra, it is there in a well-known mantra in the Upanishad, the Taittiriya Upanishad also. It's how we have to die. Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushti vardhanam urva rukamiva bandhanat mrityur mukshi yamamrithat. It says the how it is praying to the Lord, Lord of three eyes, Lord with the all vision, to that one, when I die, if you have a cucumber, urva means cucumber, if the cucumber is not ripe, if you want to, from a creeper, it grows in a creeper, however hard you pull, it won't get snapped. It is so attached to the creeper. Whereas, when it, cucumber matures, it slowly, by just touch that one, get released. My departure from this body also, may it be like that. Like that cucumber, when it is so matured, I am already detached. May I die? I should not die as if I want to live one more day. Doctor, please do me something. I want to do. I don't care how much it will cost. I should not be living that way. Live such a life, glorious life, bountiful life, such a with a glory. Lead a life, at the same time, the time should come such a way that I am ready for the next changing the platform. Not, I want to hang on to that one. If the death comes, still hanging on, they say that soul, it cannot go further. It is earthbound. It will be haunting around. People are grieving too much for the soul. Again, it is like a thread for the soul. It can't move on. The soul should be detached. It is when the death, full maturity, it should go. And we also with maturity, we had to farewell that one. Not to cry every day for that one. If crying, it will... It's affect the soul's journey. The life we should lead such a way that, like a cucumber, urva rukamiva bandhanat, from all the bondages, like a cucumber getting detached, may I also get detached and lead a life full. And you are not, when you are leading the life, all of us, they mentioned, everyone should think of me as a good person. Underlining message is to be good. It is not just saying, I want to be seen as good, but it's not as seen as good. I have to lead a noble life. It is not easy leading a noble life. It is like swimming against the current. It is in the world, everywhere, to lead a noble life, you are coming across many obstacles. It is not easy, but everyone want to be seen as a good person. That is where yoga talks about. It is not easy. You are swimming against the current, and for that, lot of practice is required, lot of patience is required. Slowly strengthen your roots with noble qualities, divine qualities. Enrich yourself, enrich yourself. When you have enriched yourself, other things will be taken care of. If I am so enriched, increasing my insurance premium, increasing property, so many things, I am not enriched myself. When I enriched myself, everything will be taken care. If I am so much insurance, that one, house, this one, money, that one, so busy, that one, what about this one? When this is taken care, everything is taken care. That is what I mentioned in the beginning. Strengthen your root. Strengthen your root such a way that may the benefit of your presence, existence, generations to come will reap the benefit. The best investment is that one, is look after yourself. In the, here office they say take care. Take care, it is a very loose meaning. But invest onto yourself. Look after. When you look after, enriched yourself, everything is taken care.